CJLO 1690 AM, you know what I've forgotten to do, everybody? I forgot to do something for all of you to make this be a bit easier. So hold on, just for you, because I care so deeply about what you're doing. Let me break out some bed music for you, because without bed music, you have no idea what's been going on. So here we go, and... CJLO, 1690 AM, there we go. Great A Explosives. Ah, yes. Very good. 5 o'clock time is here. I'm joined in studio by two members of a band who just got done playing at Pooza Fest last evening and are remarkably bright and chipper even afterwards. So that's interesting to see. I'm joined by Adrian and Chris from Ancient Teeth. Let's start off. Let's go real easy here. How's it going?
Thank you for having us.
No problem. I mean, it's great to have people come into the studio now that, you know, it's been, you know, we all had to be inside for some reason. I don't remember what it was. No idea.
It was even crazier here in Montreal. We had that curfew at like 8 o'clock or something like that. I totally forgot that we had that. Often I would find myself staring out the window at 8 p.m. looking at the park across the street going, oh my God, what the heck is going on here?
Can I go to the park? I want to go to the park.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
Yet, no park for any of us.
No.
Sadness. How was Pooza last night? How was the
show? Oh, it was amazing.
Show?
It was so cool. We, you know, years and years and years ago, we were going to play it as Seas, which was a band Chris and I have that was sort of leading into Ancient Teeth. And we never got to play it. And so it was so cool to play that festival, that show, and I'm so grateful that this Matt from Stomp and Guillaume, who put on Pooza, took us in and let us play, and we had an incredible time. You know, it was such a highlight. So, thank you, guys, if you're listening.
If you happen to be listening,
yeah.
So Seas, I remember this album very clearly. Very good record. I also played that here on this show.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding at all. Very, very good stuff. So you mentioned that this Ancient Teeth is a kind of transitional thing, or Seas is a transition between or to Ancient Teeth. Is that just because you and Chris were in the band together, or is that because you started formulating some of these songs?
Well, Chris and I met. Chris was in a band called Monine, and I was in a band called Sights and Sounds, and we toured together, and Chris and I got along really well. And as soon as that tour ended, he said he had a few songs that he wanted to record, and I had a studio, so we just recorded them together. And then as we were working through that, he got more and more songs, and we started playing shows. So Seas turned into a band, but it ended up consuming most of the members from Monine, and it became a band, and it did many records, and it's gonna do another record in the new year.
Oh, interesting.
And Seas is gonna play next week in Hamilton, and then I was always a guitar player in bands. I was always like an accompanying person, or I was always focused on the songwriting and not as a singer-songwriter. And all of my years and years of experience, I guess, kind of pushed me into doing this as me, being the singer and songwriter. So I pulled away from making guitar records, and I just wanted to focus on strumming and singing and songs. And it just turned into two records, and it turned into three records. And it's it's like, you know, there's hard drives full of songs that I'm either working through, or I'm gonna just keep moving forward with new material. I don't know, but it's been an absolutely incredible experience.
So I hear from a very good source, i.e. you, like a couple minutes ago, that that there is a third record coming out.
That's right.
Calm down, computer. It's all right. What are we doing here? I don't know what you're doing, MacBook. Don't do that again. Weird things happening. Live radio. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So how? Let's refocus here.
Yeah,
third
good.
Album.
No, I'm good.
How is that done? Are you done recording? Is
yeah, we tracked. We have 10 songs we recorded. We did 6 vocals. Come on in. And We did six vocals last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. I was in Toronto. I did six songs with Ian, and then we're gonna. I'll go back in June or July or something and finish the last four songs. So that's 10 songs, and we're working with a producer named Ian Blurton, who is absolutely phenomenal.
Canadian rock royalty.
I would say so. You know, I kind of met Ian just as I finished the first record. I kind of met him and was talking to him. I've been talking to him sort of steadily since 2019, and I've sort of been getting a feel for him and how he works and sort of preparing myself up to this moment. And I felt totally unprepared going into the studio, but then when we got in there, we just did what we always do, which is kind of tense up and perform. And I'm incredibly proud of what we've just accomplished. So it's been a very amazing experience working with him too. I think I've worked with a lot of different producers, and Ian has met me at a certain time in my life where I needed that type of producer. So it's been an incredible, harmonious relationship working together.
Now, you're the main songwriter for Ancient Teeth.
Yeah, Chris gets his kicks in. He gets, one or two songs a record so far.
I push the mic closer. So you're talking to me.
Yes.
Is it something where you write the songs and then you kind of bring it to the guys and go, this is kind of the base for it? Or has any of them kind of flown off in different directions from where you originally wrote them?
No, they stick to the plan. They stick to the plan.
It's my fist.
You know, I consider it such simple work that it doesn't need to get complicated. Hmm. And everyone in the band has their own priorities. Like Chris has C's, that's his band. That's the world through his sort of optics. And Jamil has Red Vienna, and that's the world through his optics. And Mike is an incredible performer who sort of flowers throughout all of the projects that he's in. So, they don't need to really take things and push it in any other way, because it's sort of, this is the world through my optics, you know. To keep saying optics. I'm not trying to sell glasses here, folks. But what's our friend's optical store in Toronto? Fila Optical on Roncesvalles, if you do need to have your eyes checked.
I love other random places. Yeah,
I'm going to plug an optical place in Toronto. Shoot.
I mean, people go to Toronto. They do things. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a big hub for music as well.
So let's get some songs here playing. Cool. So we can set up and do and get ready for this acoustic playing that you guys are planning on doing here. So you sent a bunch of songs that have kind of inspired this record
or things that you've enjoyed.
So what do you think, what should I play from here? What's some good tracks to lay down for people?
Oh my God, I think you should start with Anna, which is Grendel's song, which is Mike. This is the band that probably changed the trajectory of my life. I met Mike Duffield in 1998. And he told me he had a band. It's a pretty underground melodic rock band. I should check it out. And he totally blew my mind. And the singer bass player of that band is Matt Howes, who I ended up playing in Sights and Sounds with for 12 or 15 years. And then the guitar player is Chris Slorak of Metz. And so those guys went on to be, you know, very influential musicians. And I always wanted to have a band with Mike, but we never had one until now. So 1998 to 2019. I mean, it's a long stretch to be so close with someone and never really get to lay it down on the tape. And we did. And it's just, I'm so grateful. So I would say play Anna.
It's still shorter than a Tools album worth of weight for it to be in a band with someone.
Oh my God. Yeah. 20 years.
So, you know, if we're judging things by that, then it's shorter than that. That's good.
That's true.
So let's play some Grendel. And for those that might have listened to this show before, this is a very different Grendel from the German industrial band that I originally saw this and was like, that's a weird choice to throw here. But, you know, people like things. But no, it's not that at all. So know that before you get into this. Here's Grendel with Anna. And then let's play one more after that, too, just to make sure we can do some setup proper here.
Okay, I wake up to the sun, Riot, Limb Lifter.
All right, cool. Wait, is Limb Lifter in here? I don't think it is. Okay, I'll get Spotify.
Do the hammock.
Okay, well then, we will do the hammock. All right, from Pure. So we'll do this, we'll set up, and then you'll get to hear some acoustic Ancient Teeth tracks. So everybody, stay tuned for that, because it's going to get good. Well, it already is good, but you know, it's going to get gooder. There we go. Keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM.
You can't say you're the one who 3, 4.
Film Festival Canada is back and celebrating its 10th edition this year with the theme Asian Art, Environments of Resilience and Sustainability. Opening night ceremony will take place on May 26th at 5 p.m. at the McCord Stewart Museum and will feature live music, art installations, food, and other refreshments. The opening feature film is Peppermint Candy by Lee Chang Dong, starting at 6:20 p.m. The night will end with the screening of A is for Augustine by Grace Zimulan. Can't make the opening night? You can catch these screenings at the McCord Stewart Museum on May 27th and June 4th. Get your tickets now at kffc10.eventbrite.com and make sure to follow Korean Film Canada on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date. And visit koreanfilmfestivalcanada.ca for the full lineup.
Is this thing on?
Tune into Transistor Sister with me, your host Allison, where I play the song stuck in my head so they can get stuck in yours. The best in Canadian and international, new tracks and your favorite throwbacks, indie, alternative, punk, garage, shoegaze, pop, and so much more. Transistor Sister, every Sunday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 6090 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
CJLO 1690 AM, Great A Explosives. I'm here with Ancient Teeth, who are going to be playing some acoustic tracks for you. And I know you can't see this, and I shouldn't tell you how the sausage is made, but I'm doing some weird things here. So if you hear some weird stuff at the beginning of this, it's just me moving mics around. Don't be alarmed. Or maybe be very alarmed.
Don't be alarmed. Everything is under control.
So you guys want to start off here? Do what you're going to do. Tell the people what they're about to hear.
What they're about to hear, Andrew.
Yes.
Is a song called Galvanized.
Okay.
That's been rearranged for acoustic guitar and vocals.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm getting a nice NPR sound going
here.
Yeah,
that's right. That's welcome.
All right. So here's some Ancient Teeth with Galvanized for you. Keep it locked. This is Great A Explosive CJLO 1690 AM.
1, 2, 3, 4. On my hands, I can't figure it out.
Just the same old story. go.
Yeah. Keep on going, Jack.
Right on. That's too low, man. Yeah. Off our second record that's not out yet. Shall we do another song, Chris?
We shall.
Any requests?
I'm gonna request, I don't know how many we're doing.
We could probably do as many as we want, brother.
So let's, should we do,
should we do a couple off the third record?
let's do a brand new one.
Let's do a brand new song, but before we do that, I'd like to give a shout out to my lovely wife, Katrina, and my daughter, Emily, who are listening to us right now.
Hello.
Exit Wounds.
Do it.
Here we go. Break down. How do you live on the other side? When you fade out, gotta believe you know how to slide. I watched you fall to pieces. I saw you lose your way. I didn't know you needed anything. So you fade out into the clouds. Have that way of impaling, so you're out of pain. I watch you fall to pieces. I saw you lose your will. I didn't know you needed everything.
So, is that it?
For that, you want to hear another one? You want to play another song?
What no,
do you
want? I think I'm
Let's do another song. But, I'm not mic'd up, so I have to yell loud. To
okay, cool, 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 cool. I gotcha.
So why don't you intro this song?
One more?
Yeah, this is called Isolation Pride. Okay. Temporarily called that way. I might change it to change the name to Cavalier. I'm not sure.
Oh, interesting. That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up at the meeting. yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I want to thank Sarah and Lucy for helping us out with this record.
Me too.
1, 2, 3, 4. Good. New songs. It's very much the brand new debut of our third record. We've been really feeling out these tunes. It is super fresh for us because we just came out of the studio a month ago, and I absolutely love playing them, and I think they really work well on acoustics.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Although I'm saying this, but I know that no one can hear me agreeing with you. So.
No, I know. Well, it sounds like Andrew really agrees that these are great songs.
Andrew, why are you saying such terrible things? Yeah.
I don't know if we want to play another one next, but I would love to play a song that Chris wrote. It's called Starting to Lose, and it's off a Seas record that we did. And a lot of what kind of came into the writing of the first Ancient Teeth record, I drew heavily from Chris. And I mean, Chris is probably one of the most influential people in my life, I think, as far as musicians go. You know, I found his band, Monin, and it blew my mind. And I am so blown away that I'm actually in a band with him. And I learned so much from him.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. I want to play this song. This song's awesome. It's called Starting to Lose. It's off a record called Cursed. And we recorded it in 2016. At a place called Revolution in Toronto. So, yeah. Give it a rip there, Andrew.
You say 2016, and I immediately go, well, that's not that long ago. And then I think, oh, time has no meaning. So it's actually like a million years ago as well.
It was a while ago.
But let's play some Starting to Lose. Keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosive, CJLO, 1690 AM, here with Ancient Teeth, performing stuff for you, just for you out there, whoever you might be.
Starting to lose. Brewtopia Brew Pub is very proud to be serving fresh, naturally brewed ales for 25 years. It's our pleasure to offer delicious pub fare at the best value around. Whether you come to enjoy Montreal's longest-running open mic, trivia night, our amazing free live shows, or just meeting friends to catch up, Brewtopia is ready to deliver. Come check us out at 1219 Crescent Street, below St. Catherine.
How do you know when you're super connected? You tune in every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to CJLO 1690 a.m. Join me, Francella, as I go into new releases, old favorites, live requests, and dish out some hot takes every now and then. Tune in to Super Connected on CJLO 1690 a.m., Mondays at 11 a.m.
CJLO. You're listening to CJLO.
CJLO 1690 AM. I'm joined by two of the members of Ancient Teeth who are in here, Chris and Adrian, who have been playing you acoustic things because you've been listening, and I know that you have been because I can see you. I don't know if you know this, but radios are now equipped with spying devices. Get ready, all you conspiracy theorists. There's a new one for you that I shouldn't have said out loud because now it doesn't matter how dumb a conspiracy theory is. Apparently, people will take it and run with it.
Yeah, and brand it.
And yes, exactly. I should start now.
Yeah, brand
it. I can get on this. Let me ask you two here, because it's an interesting thought I have, because when I read about you, I hear some people call you a supergroup. Oh. And like, I'm interested to know what your feelings are about that, being within the group that you're in. Because obviously you are all from bands who have had some success and people have followed you. Do you think the term supergroup applies to you guys? Like,
listen, no one's ever going to say no to being considered a supergroup. And if they do, they're full of S-H-I-T. And I think it's really sweet. I think it's really kind. I think it's the most polite way of saying we're vintage, you know, like,
seasoned.
We're seasoned, we're a little bit, you know, I don't care. I'm fine with saying I'm older. I don't care about that. You know, some people worry about aging out, but it has nothing to do with the music. And the most important thing for us is the music. And we've all toured together. We've all got each other's contacts and we all want to make music together. And this is what you're hearing. And that's it. And so, you know, it came out on, I'm not sure which, I don't know if it was a radio station or a printed ad or a printed interview, but they said call it a supergroup. And I think it's like really sweet. It's like, you know, and I've been interviewed by some incredible people who knew everything about the other bands, and they've sort of validated it all. And I was like, that's really cool. You know, like for underground punk and, you know, melodic hardcore, I don't know, post-hardcore, whatever we were in prior to, it's just cool to be held in regard, you know. It's really nice, you know.
It's kind of an interesting thought too, the idea of kind of aging within the different genres, right? Because like, if you're a pop artist and you age at all, you start to get like treated in a very different light, like than anything else.
Well, we saw what happened to Madonna.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
That was pretty horrific. And you know, like you know, you hear stuff about you know, Billy Joel, who just, he's like, I'm not going to perform anymore because I can't hit the notes, you know. And they are comfortable. I think everybody needs to be comfortable with reality. Reality can be quite difficult, but you know, we all age, so just give into it and go with it. Like, what else is there to do? Couldn't fight that.
Do you think that, because I often will have this argument with people that there's a lot of, especially in metal, although punk hardcore does not seem to have this kind of problem with it, is that metal, I go to shows and it's like all olds, which I have to now include myself in.
Right.
I have to be realistic here,
yeah.
Include myself in.
Yeah.
But it seems like punk has kind of staved off that kind of idea of kind of the old kind of gatekeepers who are making it so like, oh, well, yeah, these young bands don't know what they're doing. No good metal after 1985 or whatever.
What did the singer of Behemoth say recently? He's like, you shouldn't start a band. Yeah, you should, nobody should start a new band. You know, as if he's trying to hold on to his stage limelight, you know. It's like, forget about it, man. You, people should be able to do whatever they want to do in any way they want to express themselves, and there should be no limit to that.
Do you think that that has more to do with kind of the ethos of the genre or the people that are in it? Or,
well, you know, it's a great question. I think that it comes back to their, like, just people's mentality and open-mindedness. And I mean, where you're experiencing that in the metal, is that globally or is that in North America? You know, I've noticed in Europe, it's such a free world as far as music goes. People come and go and transfer through different genres, and it's everything is kind of accepted. But, you know, I'm thinking about Germany right now, but
yeah,
you know, so here it seems a little bit graspy.
It's definitely more rigid in far as genres go.
And,
like,
and you can really, you know, feel uncomfortable in certain presences, I think, when it comes to that. I know most of your fan base here is a heavy metal fan base. I don't want to offend anybody, but... And I'm
no,
not,
it's all right. I just got done making fun of black metal kids because they have them the corpse paint, and they're just adorable with their little face paint on. Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think punk rock and punk rock, it's a mentality. It's, you know, and... You know, we cross-pollinate. Like, we just did a show with the Essex Boys, which are a hip-hop group from Toronto, and they're on the same path and same weave as us. And, you know, why not? Like, it's a good safe space for people. And I think it's a good community.
That's true, too, because there's been a lot of, like, crossover, especially, like, hip-hop recently that have been doing a lot of, like, hip-hop crossover. I'm thinking specifically of horror and things like that that are incorporating a lot of that punk elements. I mean, you could even say something like Death Grips is doing that, although there's a lot of industrial sounds. But, I mean, that kind of punk idea, punk mentality seems to be weaving its way more into hip hop, whereas other like something like metal kind of has that still that bridge that it won't let certain like ideas or things cross through. So yeah, it's, I think punk is
could
better.
Could you imagine
placed.
I said, well, Linkin Park did a jam with Jay-Z. I don't know what you're
talking
about. That
record is a banger.
You know, I've got a few people just stood up right now. I think that it's, you know, It actually, I think I would change the optics. So it's like, there's that word again. it's expression. So if you're able to express yourself heavy with heavy music in a way that you want, like, it doesn't need to be genre specific. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, if people want to catch you, if they like what they're hearing now and they're like, you know, I really want to see this live, and also I want it to be with drums and other things, where can they catch you next? Where's the places where they can
see
you?
Believe it or not, we don't have anything lined up next. We would love to do something in the fall.
Okay.
And I don't know where, when. At one point we were hoping we would get over to Europe, but it won't be until the new year. And I would think that, you know, I have no idea when we're going to play next, but you can check out our Bandcamp. And I think Jamil, our bass player, has done an incredible job making sure that if you find us on Spotify, you can find us on Bandcamp, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. And he did all the back end kind of like prep work. And amazing.
All right. Well, then, everybody, this is between Pooza and here. You've got no more ancient teeth for a bit, so you better grasp onto it for every minute you can and enjoy it.
Yeah, but you can buy the record.
That's true, and then you can have it whenever
you want. You can listen to it all the time.
And don't Spotify it. Go on Bandcamp and actually buy it.
Yeah.
Or physically buy it. Buy a physical thing. Have it. Don't pull an NFT. Have a physical thing.
Yeah. And if you live in Montreal and you're listening to this, we can meet up and I can deliver it. I can do curbside delivery
curbside
of the record. I don't mind.
Just like Applebee's. Curbside pickup here.
Curbside Canadian Tire. There you go. I don't know if you want to play some more other songs, or we should do another jam.
Yeah,
or what?
Let's end this show off here with you guys doing another acoustic performance for everybody. So what do you want to end it off here? What's the vibe that you want to do here?
Let's do "Look the Part." You know, it's not metal, but it's something special. Just gonna get your mic lined up, or.
Well, it doesn't have to be metal. Like, I'm not. I think anyone who listens to this show knows that I should not be a representative of all metal because I rip on it pretty hard.
Yeah, nice. You know what? I want to give a shout out to Bonnie Trash.
Yes. Oh man, they're great.
Coolest folks that I've met.
They're so good, so good. And that, I mean, Hail Hail is, I don't think, as good as the full record beforehand, but still,
did you play pretty tasty. This week?
This week? On this show? No, didn't. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. Next week, I will make it up to you.
Awesome.
So here, let's end this off. I'll catch all of you next week. This has been Great A Explosives. Ancient Teeth playing you out. Enjoy.
Look the part. One. One, two, three, four. I beg to know that was for sure. Describe the discord of error.